store for details.
Seven Sports Lounge at Casino Queen is your football headquarters. Catch all the action with NFL Sunday Ticket on the new HD video wall and 70-inch TVs. Enjoy an ice-cold 29-degree draft every day for $1.25. Every Saturday through Monday, enjoy bucket of beers, a large pizza, or a platter of hot wings for only $7.77. Seven Sports Lounge and Nightclub, where there's a party 7 days a week. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are we there yet?
Not yet.
You think we'll be there soon?
Mm-hmm.
We're not lost.
When you head out on these long family road trips, you don't want to be in the car any longer than you need to. So I don't even start unless I've got the right guidance.
Turn left now.
I'm like that with taxes, too. TurboTax has a unique GPS feature that guides me step by step. It searches for every deduction and credit I deserve, which helps me know it's done right and gets me to my maximum refund, guaranteed.
Try it online now at TurboTax.com. Choose easy. Money back guarantee details at TurboTax.com.
Has a doctor told you that you had a traumatic brain injury or concussion? St. Louis University is seeking veterans and civilian adults for a brain imaging research study. Participation requires 2 full days of brain tests, and eligible participants will receive compensation for time. Copies of brain images will be provided at no cost. If you've suffered a brain injury since 2002, please call 314-977-8560 for more information. Again, that's 314-977-8560.
On CNN tonight at 9, live from South Carolina, a critical GOP state, a crucial CNN Republican debate. Tonight at 9 on CNN.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Is this episode going on the air live?
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Now we're here. And for a minute there, you got all excited thinking, oh, they're not on today. Now we're here. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Peon, could you turn my headphones down just a little bit? There was a time we didn't have to do this behind-the-scenes stuff.
We need to come in early and do a sound check.
Yeah, and now we have to do it because the equipment is gradually, piece by piece, breaking down. So now I have to plug my headphones into something that can only be controlled by Peon. So thank you for allowing us to do that. You think you know people. You know, you work in a building and you think you know people. And then something. Hang on a sec. Is that Steve?
Yes, it is.
I'd like to talk to him.
Okay.
In the air. Yeah, you'll see where this is.
All right.
Once I get Steve on. Now, I don't show any lights.
Either.
I have no lights lit up here.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
I have nothing here on the panel.
You're kidding.
No, they're completely dead. What lines are you on?
He's all the way over to the right.
This one? There's not one light. Look at this.
This is weird.
No. Well, yeah, hold it.
Will it even work?
What?
Yeah, oh. The yellow lights are on at the bottom.
This is unbelievable. I got nothing.
Oh, here.
I have no
light. I can't even punch it up over here.
Tell Steve to hang on a second.
Oh, my goodness.
Steve, hang on a second.
This is so embarrassing.
Hey, you want to see if I can do it? Maybe I can do it.
Okay, go ahead. I can't get one light on here. Can you?
No, I can't either.
This is unbelievable.
And I've lost
all our phones are dead. How can we possibly have a show with nothing? Look, nothing. No, I hit it and the button came off. It's disintegrated. It's falling apart.
Where's our engineer?
Hey,
You want me to go grab, see if I can find somebody?
Yeah, we tell them we have an emergency in here. We have no... Well, I'm glad I started off by trying to call Steve Cochran, because otherwise we wouldn't have known. We have no
I know, and it
phone.
Says next up there, but there's not even anyone there.
Ladies and gentlemen, we apologize for this...
Okay, I'm going to call Steve back.
Well, it won't matter, because when I push,
no, I know, but as soon as we try, okay, as soon as we get okay this figured out...
I'm sorry, folks. Normally, we have this. We have a panel of buttons, and when they light up, it means somebody's on that line. And, you know, there are six or eight of them here.
Goodness.
And we don't have one. We can't take a call. We can't make a call. Well, let me try something. Everybody who has access to a phone, just try to call us right now. 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS.
You know what? It's not showing up on my computer screen. Usually when people call in, it shows up on my computer screen, and it's not showing up on my computer
call
screen.
Is there anybody
I'm trying
here
to call, Dan.
We need a boycott. Nothing.
No. Hold on. We don't have one engineer here.
We need
it's
ringing.
They were just here. Holy
we
cow.
We need a boycott. We ought to walk out.
Yeah, I'm ready to just walk out.
Walk out right now. That's the only way.
This is uncalled
for. And how can we not have anybody here? Well, I mean, this is a radio station. Things break down. There's got to be somebody here. Can you imagine the thousands of people who want to call here today?
Well, they're all calling right now.
Nobody can fix it.
I'm sorry, all of you who are calling. We don't have one light. We don't have a line. We have nothing, which is going to be very awkward because... now, hold it, hold it. Now we got something firing up here. Let me just punch this, see what happens. Does anybody... No, nothing. It won't even lock. I know how bad this sounds.
Yeah, I do.
No, I do. If I were a listener, I would have already dumped us by now.
Oh, what happened there?
I would have jumped onto another station.
Something happened.
It sounded like somebody picked up a phone.
But
yeah,
the lesson, I guess, to the station is, what the heck?
Hello?
I got six lights at once. hang on here. This is blinking hole. Is somebody on this? This is unbelievable.
You? That's not you.
Unbelievable.
Who's doing
unplug
that?
Unplug this thing, will you? And plug it back in. Folks, just hang on. This will be worth the wait, because once we can take calls, we're going to have a fantastic show. I guarantee it.
It's tremendous.
You'll be sorry if you leave us. You'll be sorry because your friends will go, "Did you hear?" You go, "No, I left them because they couldn't get their phones to work, so I bailed."
Now my computer is totally screwing up. Are you doing something with your computer over there, Ian?
You know who did this?
Who?
Somebody at KMOX.
Yeah.
Charlie Brennan.
Charlie Brennan.
Oh, man. He is...
Michael Breitenstein, our engineer, just walked in the door. Do you have any idea how to fix this? You don't.
Where have you been?
Alrighty, then.
All right. Thanks for your help.
Thanks for coming.
Maybe we should go in the other studio.
Oh, my goodness.
Huh?
Does...
Go in the other studio? That's absurd.
Well,
this is
their
our studio.
Work.
I know how awkward this is, but without phone, it's a talk radio show.
Why don't somebody call Steve on their cell phone and just hold the speakerphone up to the microphone?
Yeah, that'll
hang on. We may have to resort to that. I'm not kidding. Hang
you could
here
plug it in here to the little contraption.
No, I don't know that. Hang on here. Let's just try this.
No, I can't.
This is the crudest of all possible. Here we go. Steve Cochran. Let me get the speaker on here. Hold on here. Boy, this really does. Doesn't this sound good?
And there it goes.
Yeah. This is some good.
Can you turn
radio
your speaker
here
up?
It's up. That's as loud as it'll go.
Hello.
Hey, Steve?
Yeah.
It's Frank Opinion, and we don't have any phones, and you're on my iPhone on the little bitty speaker, and we can barely hear you. And it's embarrassing, to say the least. So if you're available in the next 15, 20 minutes, we're going to try to get this worked out, and I'll call you back, okay?
Yeah, call me back. I'm around.
Okay, boy, this sure sounds good. Thank you, Steve. All right, Steve Cochran, everybody. How about that? How about that interview with Steve Cochran?
Yeah.
I knew he'd be good. You can always count on him.
What Steve said.
Yeah, call him back. Call me,
Ron. Oh, man. And you know what's really sad? I'm driving in here today. I had a couple of things. I thought, this is going to be so much fun. And I knew what I was going to throw out to the audience, and they're going to call. And the whole thing is destroyed.
Yes.
I had a question because I had a
for
problem.
For the listeners.
Yeah, I thought somebody would know.
Oh, boy.
I told my daughter-in-law, I'll ask on the air.
All right. Other stations listen. They monitor us because they try to steal our advertisers.
Uh-huh.
So in case some of them just tuned in, let's not let them know. Now, the ones that have been listening know we have equipment problems. But
failure.
Probably in this last 30 seconds, some other stations have tuned in. So let's not let them know. Go ahead and ask your question, and I will be the callers, and they won't know the difference.
Oh,
so,
that's
Tina,
a good
so,
idea.
Tina, okay. You got a question for the listeners.
I do.
So,
well, actually,
it?
My daughter-in-law called me, and they just moved to a new house. And there's a street that cuts through between two really busy streets. Mm-hmm. So they're cutting through her neighborhood, and they're flying through, and it's mostly in the morning rush hour and the evening rush hour. She asked me, who do I call? Do I call the police? Do I call the city? Do I call, like, MoDOT? Who do you call first?
Well, let's go to our listeners.
Okay.
Yeah. See what they have to say. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. Well, look at those lines. They're all. Let's take our first caller here. I see it's from Jim. Jim, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Jim, say hi to Tina.
Hi, Tina. How you doing?
Hi, Jim. Doing good. Thanks.
So, Jim, what do you think Tina's daughter, is your daughter,
daughter-in-law,
should do about these people zipping through her neighborhood?
I'm trying to go by. If you can't buy those spikes, like the police throw down, make a homemade spike strip with nails and like an old belt or something, and throw that down, flatten their tires. They won't come through there again.
Well, yep. That's a great idea, Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
Jim. Are you on a Bluetooth, Jim?
Yes, I am.
Can you get off that and pick the phone up?
Hang on a second. I'll get a regular phone. Yeah, is this better?
Oh, yeah, much better.
Oh, okay.
Still sounds horrible.
Okay.
Is it working now?
I think here. Wait, we might have a...
Tina, I hope that helps you.
What?
Thank you, Jim.
Right. Yeah, thank you, Jim.
Bye.
Thanks for calling.
We might have a fix here. See
and
if,
then we...
Hey! I have stuff on my computer.
Okay, hang on. Let's see if these things are working. Give me a name, Dan. Just give me one of these names. What'd you do there, Mike? Mike Bridenstine, who came in. Did you do anything, or did you have no... It just... You what? You put your finger on the switch.
What switch is it so maybe we could just put our finger on it?
No, because then he's out of a job.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They don't tell anybody anything for job security.
Engineer types will never tell you
no.
how easy this stuff is because then it's job security.
I got
they
it.
Go, oh, no, you
now
don't
my
want,
computer won't put names up on
you
the screen.
You don't want to tackle
put
that. Let me
online 1234. No.
Let's just try this. Hi, somebody's here. Who are you?
Hi, I'm Debbie.
Debbie, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good. We're halfway there. We have phones. We don't have the ability to apparently put on the screen who's on the air. And are you calling just to help us test our phone system, or do you have an
I
answer?
I am.
Well, you know
Thank
what?
You.
You're a trooper, and you're a true AM in the PM.
Very nice.
Trying to help
Thank
us out. And I'm glad we made time. How old are you, Debbie?
How am I? I'm 57.
Favorite age.
Yeah.
Thank you, Debbie.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, that worked. Let's try
So we need to try Steve Cochran again, right? We need to get him on the phone again?
Yes. Let's try that now. Dan, you have Steve's number? Let's try this again.
All right.
Yeah. Tell you what, while he gets Steve, let me get a bit of business out of the way, and then I go right to Steve Cochran, then we can take a break. While he gets Steve on the phone and on hold, we're going to talk about the Missouri Coin Company. And see, remember that jingle, because that jingle will help you make sure that you're going to the place we want you to go. A reputable... And let me stop in the middle of my own sentence and just say that when I said the word reputable, it just reminded me to tell you that anytime there's a hot market, like the market for jewelry, gold, silver, coins, or currency, you're going to have people who jump in and try to grab their piece of the action. They're not reputable in many cases. They don't know what they're doing, and they assume you don't know what they're doing either. They know that if you... Oh, my goodness.
They know.
Shut this down. They know that if you walk in there with a pile of necklaces and rings or whatever, that there's a good chance if they tell you, well, this stuff's worth about $175, and you go, okay, I'll take it. They give you the money, and as you walk away, before you're out the door, they're laughing, going, what a putz. This is $800 worth of stuff here, but that person didn't know. You don't think that happens? It happens. You want to go to a reputable place. Oh, like, for example, let me just think of one just random. Missouri Coin Company.
Hey.
Yeah, the Missouri Coin Company. 30-plus years in the business, family-owned and operated. The owner, Mr. McCormick, Dennis McCormick, the patriarch, started the business by collecting coins in the 1950s. They are a major wholesaler across the country. And have been for over 20 years in coins and precious metals. They go to 40 coin shows a year, 40, and have for 15 years. The Boy Scouts of America, they have a merit badge. It's the coin collecting merit badge. You know who they consult with and have for 15 years? Missouri Coin Company. And then they're members of all of these highly regarded, recognized societies and associations, and they're very well respected. Dennis McCormick, Matt McCormick. Now, Matt's the guy that says, let's take it, you pump it into two piles. Well, that's Matt McCormick. He was in the other day. Nice guy. Greg Voss, Chad Glessing, these guys, any of them, will be more than happy to take a look at your stuff, and you can rest assured they will not cheat you out of what's yours. They will give you the going rate, depending on, you know, what gold and silver is going for, and there are other things to consider. If it's a collectible, it's not just the value of the gold and silver, it's the rarity, let's say, of the coin or the other currency. Missouri Coin Company, they're on Manchester Road between 270 and Lindbergh if you're going east on Manchester. And the website is, couldn't be easier, actually, mocoin.com. That's mocoin.com. The Missouri Coin Company. Oh, we're going to go to Steve?
Yeah.
Okay, Steve.
Does he have,
do you have Steve?
Oh, no, well, I just told you to get Steve.
That's what
we are
supposed
ago.
To be
that's
doing.
Why I was doing the commercial.
I thought we were going to commercial.
No, I said I'll do a bit of business, then we'll go to Steve, then we'll take a break. Dan Strauss, everybody. Give Dan's jingle. Hand it handy.
You know what, though? I thought you said, let me do a bit of business, then we'll take a break.
No, I said, then we'll go to Steve, then we'll take a break.
Okay.
I can play it back for you. You want to make a bet?
Okay.
Want to make
you,
a sex
Steve.
Bet
yeah.
for the
All
Dominican
right.
Republic?
Okay.
If I'm wrong, you have to have sex with me.
Okay.
If I'm right, I have to have sex with you.
Okay.
Or you can flip it either way. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
I still come out the winner on that.
Dan Strauss.
Yeah, there it is.
Steve's on the phone.
Okay, let's see if this works. Steve, are you there? Steve?
First time calling, long time listener.
let him do the polka, right. Hey.
Now, Steve, here's the reason I'm calling you. I was listening this morning, and for those who don't know, you have this guy, Josh, who's part of your show. Okay. Now, you were talking, and I know I heard this right. You were talking about the Apple has introduced the new interactive electronic textbooks, kind of an iPad thing, okay?
Right, exactly.
And Josh said, and you didn't really stop down and go, what did you say? You just sort of moved on, and maybe you did it deliberately, knowing that a lot of people, just as I heard, were sort of thrown by this. Josh said to you, he said, so wait a minute, it's like a iPad, electronic textbook. And then he said, so how am I gonna be able to sit there in class and draw male genitalia? Now, what was I missing here? Because why would Josh worry that maybe he wouldn't be able to sketch and draw? And I'm assuming he's talking about in-class doodling, which we all did.
So he's saying he used to doodle wieners when he was younger.
This is what I take from this, that he used to draw male genitalia.
Well, here's the thing. First off, could you not use the word doodle in this conversation? And then, secondarily, Josh is a huge disappointment to me on a lot of levels.
Because
he apparently is gay, and I missed it. That's the only thing
that
I was not aware of.
I went to high school with a guy, and his name was, Jimmy Brasfield. Jimmy Brasfield was a great artist, and he would sit in class, and I would watch him, and he would sketch naked women, and I mean, they were Playboy. You could have published them in Playboy. Their breasts were just he could draw women, but he's a guy, and he's drawing naked women. So for Josh to say, how am I supposed to sit and draw male genitalia, it's disturbing. It's just disturbing.
Yeah, I understand, and I am now equally disturbed as well, but again, not because it's really a problem, just because he's probably doing that at work, and secondarily because
You know, Josh is a huge disappointment on so many levels. And
yeah, he already said that.
Said
that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe now you need to pay a little more attention when you're on the air. Kind of look over every once in a while. See, you think he's taking programming notes. He's drawing penises.
No, but I was never, ever under the assumption that he was paying attention to the show. I just think if he's going to be drawing any genitalia, he needs to do it when KC's on.
Oh, well, on his spare time when he's not working.
At home, that's fine if you want to do it. Well, Steve, I just thank you. I didn't know if you even caught it. Apparently, you didn't. You were busy actually worrying about programming instead of thinking about male genitals. So, Steve, thank you. I hope I haven't jeopardized his career or future with you in any way by pointing this out.
It's funny that you said his career. one thing before I let you go. Yeah. I'm listening, and I know how stressful the whole phone crash thing is. Have you considered faxing the listeners and having them fax you back?
We may have to resort to that, except I think our fax machine's broken, too.
We don't have a fax machine.
That's an idea.
Oh, that's right, Dan.
I'm going to go see what Josh is drawing now.
Yeah, Dan says they've never yet approved the purchase of a fax machine here.
Or
so
a light.
It's not here yet. All right, Steve, take it easy. We'll catch you tonight. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
All right, the one and only Steve Cochran, who didn't even catch it. And I caught it.
That is,
it's exactly what he said.
And I thought
electronic
Josh
textbook.
I thought he was
how
cool.
Am I supposed to sit and draw male genitalia?
Doodle wieners.
I'll tell you, you never know. You never. And you've seen Josh.
Yeah,
he's a manly looking guy.
Yes, I mean, yeah, and
he looks very hetero to me. And if that's his thing, and that doesn't even mean you're gay. Maybe there's something I don't know. Maybe that's a new fad, sketching wieners. I don't know. But boy, what a surprise that was to me. We have to take a break. I think our phones are working. And can we get names on yet?
No, not yet.
No names. So we'll just have to punch buttons and go, "Hey, who are you?" But that's what we'll have to do. We'll do it. Big 550 KTRS.
Want to hang out with Blues alumni and McGraw before a Blues game? Well, here's your chance. For $50, you'll spend an hour with McGraw and a Blues alumni player at the top shelf at the Scott Trade Center tonight. There'll be plenty of free food and drink. Then our red-hot Blues take on the Edmonton Oilers. For tickets, go to KTRS.com and click on the top shelf party banner. Use the password KTRS and you'll be good to go. And $5 from every ticket purchased goes to the 14 Fund. Meet, greet, and eat with McGraw and the St. Louis Blues on the Big 550 KTRS.
Time for a look at traffic with Tim Weiland. He has your Golden Oak Lending traffic. How's it look out on the roads, Tim?
Well, Tina, we've got one incident going on in South County, and that is an accident. It's on eastbound 255 just before Lime Ferry. Now, it's also actually at the end of the ramp as 55 merges onto eastbound 255, so you've got some delays each direction there. Other than that, it's just volume building on southbound 270. Same thing on westbound 4064. It's heavy from Hampton through McCausland, then 270 through Mason. And this traffic report is brought to you by your Greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers, Toyota owners. With Toyota, dependability comes standard. So help keep your Toyota dependable by visiting your local St. Louis area Toyota dealer for factory recommended service performed by Toyota technicians. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
R&R Sanitation Port-A-Potties is all you need to know if you are in the market for port-a-potties. Whether it's a company that needs to rent them on a monthly basis, maybe it's a homeowner who has some work done at the house, or maybe you're planning a wedding. At R&R Sanitation, no job too big and no job too small. At R&R Sanitation, their port-a-potties are 40% larger, and it's all about service, so you don't have to rent as many, and they're cleaner, and they're cleaned on a regular basis. When you call R&R Sanitation, you get a live person 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. 314-776-4000. That's the phone number to R&R Sanitation. R&R Sanitation is proud to be 100% union, local 660 to be exact. Most of the top construction firms, they all use R&R Sanitation for one reason. They're the best. 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated, 100% union. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Are we there yet?
Not yet.
You think we'll be there soon?
Mm-hmm.
We're not lost.
When you head out on these long family road trips, you don't want to be in the car any longer than you need to. So I don't even start unless I've got the right guidance.
Turn left now.
I'm like that with taxes, too. TurboTax has a unique unique GPS feature that guides me step by step. It searches for every deduction and credit I deserve, which helps me know it's done right and gets me to my maximum refund, guaranteed.
Try it online now at TurboTax.com. Choose easy. Money back guarantee details at TurboTax.com.
Hi, Dave Lennox from Lennox Industries. You know I'm passionate about your home's comfort. That's why you should call the experts at Scott Lee Heating Company. If your home has temperature or air quality problems, Scott Lee will listen to your concerns, evaluate your comfort system, and offer the right repair or replacement at a fair price. Their decades of quality service have earned my trust. Let them earn yours by calling 314-756-9444 or visit them at scottleeheating.com.
Get in the zone!
You can protect your engine with regular oil changes. Protect your wallet by doing it yourself. Now at AutoZone, get a 5-plus quart jug of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter now on sale for just $20.99. Or upgrade to Pennzoil high mileage motor oil and a Fram Tough Guard oil filter for just $4 more. See store for restrictions and details. Save on your next project with trusted advice from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Forward, so does the rest of the economy. CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Thanks to hundreds of volunteers and donors, Heat Up St. Louis is keeping thousands of poor, elderly, and disabled people safe and warm each winter. This is Melanie DeLeo, volunteer chair of the Regional Utility Assistance Charity. 100% of all public donations go towards Heating Up St. Louis. When the temperatures hit even in the 30s, it's cold inside. Please help. Make a deductible donation at heatupstlouis.org, any UMB bank, or 314-241-7668. We're helping families without heat. Call 241-7668.
Everyone would like to get a few more miles from their gasoline. You'll be happy to know there's a gasoline that can help you do just that. BP gasoline with Invigorate can help your car get a few more miles per tank when compared to low detergent gas. When used continuously, it helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits, which can help you go a little farther between fill-ups. We're confident you'll find a good use for the extra miles, even if it's just taking a long way home to hear the end of your favorite song on the radio. Fill up today with BP gasoline with Invigorate.
After a long day at work, all you want to do is relax. But how can you possibly relax when you can't seem to get comfortable? Nothing can make you feel more comfortable at home than a new Lennox home comfort system from Hoff Heating and Air Conditioning. Let Hoff Heating and Air Conditioning's professionally trained service and installation staff handle all your indoor comfort needs. Visit HoffHeating.com for our current specials. Hoff Heating, since 1983, making your family's comfort our family's business.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
Honey, call John Beal.
Hi, this is Steve Glover with the Retirement Solutions Show, inviting you to join us right here on the Big 550 KTRS and learn about tax-free retirements this Sunday, 1 until 2 p.m.
A couple of pieces of good news. One, I think our phones are fixed. Thank you, Michael Brightenstein, for coming in. We can get your names on the screen. We can take your calls and all that stuff. But first, Kara, who works here, lightning fast in this case, was able to pull the audio from earlier today when Josh, who works with Steve Cochran, made the statement that I still don't, I don't get it. The chairman of Apple or CEO or whatever, the job that Steve Jobs normally had of getting up and announcing a new product has gotten up and announced these new interactive electronic textbooks for students. And I want to hear it again. I only heard it once. Maybe I missed something. Maybe I took it out of context. So play what she brought in and we'll see what we got here.
I'll give you a couple of tech headlines if you like.
Sure.
Apple's got new interactive textbooks on iPad. And this, again, is why Apple, and I don't know if Steve Jobs left a to-do list when he died, but this is why Apple continues to be something that is going to lead the way technologically in Jobs' wake. They are getting into the textbook business in a very creative way, and as more and more schools add iPads for their kids, they will be the people who put the textbooks on the iPads.
But, Steve, how do I draw male genitalia on an iPad?
There's an app for that.
Okay.
No, no, listen, right there. Now, Steve, apparently, in an attempt to just move on.
Right.
There's an app for that.
Just
and
a
then
little
just move
quick
on.
Joke.
I didn't imagine that. There it is. I didn't miss here.
Wow.
Now, Steve, and he, I think he was sincere in his question. Can you play that part again? Now, Steve, how am I supposed to draw male genitalia?
And as more and more schools add iPads for their kids, they will be the people who put the textbooks on the iPads.
But, Steve, how do I draw male genitalia on an iPad?
Right there. I went to high school. I don't like to brag, but I'm a high school graduate. I have a diploma. And it's, I know it sounds like I'm bragging, but
right.
I do. And I never once in all of school doodled and drew a penis or
no.
scrotum. Never.
I would boobs have been, everywhere, but
oh,
no,
I, drew,
no,
I tried to draw boobs, but I was a horrible artist. My boob drawings were like a stick woman with two round circles.
And, I got a little more involved in that.
Did you?
But yeah, but you know that's just my thing.
And
but,
that's standard behavior for a young man whose
sure.
hormones are raging. You try to draw a silhouette with you know breasts sticking mm-hmm. out. I never once, I would have just been scared to death that some, my teacher, for example, would have looked over my shoulder and said, young man, is that a penis?
Right.
Is that a penis you're drawing?
No, it's a spaceship.
I just, and that was Josh's very first question about
yes.
this new product.
Oh.
How am I going to draw male genitalia? I like Josh. Let me make
I
this
do
clear.
Too, yeah.
I like him a lot. This is not a judgment call in any way. I'm not judging him. I just find that interesting. How am I supposed to draw a male genitalia? Wow, that's
it is.
It's well, we learn a lot about how people's minds work.
Yeah.
We really do. Who's that?
That's Josh. He wanted to know if you would model for him later on tonight.
Brother.
No, tell him no. The answer is no. We can go to the phones and take some calls. 314-969-KTRS, toll free 888-550-KTRS. Let's see if these actually work. We'll start with Mike. Hello, Mike. How are you?
Oh, I'm still kicking, but not as high.
Hey, the phones, they work. The phones work. What do you know? Unbelievable. What can we do for you, Mike?
I'm also AM and the PM.
That's a good way to be.
Hallelujah. I've been the AM and the PM for years.
Well, good for you.
Yeah. You know, tomorrow's Friday, right?
Yes, it is.
TGIF, thank God it's Friday.
Yeah, you got that right.
And today is SHIT.
Yeah, that's right. So happy it's Thursday. That's right. It's an old blonde joke. did you think you were telling us a joke we didn't know?
You should have loaded up the shotgun.
Well, you should know better. You should have known.
I know.
You should have known. Was that it, Mike?
That was it.
All right. Well, thanks,
guys.
Thank you, Mike.
Give me a lot of enjoyment.
Well, thank you. Well, there goes my joke today. I usually tell on a Thursday about once a year. Dave should be here. Hello, Dave. Dave?
Hey, Frank.
Yes, Dave. How are you?
Hey, I'm pretty good. I'm AM into PM.
Thank you.
Hey, I just thought I was thinking about what you were saying about Josh and everything. Maybe that's how he signed his names in the textbooks. Maybe he drew his male genitalia. You know how you used to sign your names in the textbooks when they give them out? Maybe that's what he was doing, just drawing his... Maybe he was doing that to sign his name.
Why would he do that? To sign
I don't
his
know.
Name?
Maybe he's been like that all of his life, you know? I don't really know. I was listening to you, and I thought that's what came to my mind.
So well, let me ask you this. As a man, are you heterosexual?
I like girls.
Well, that's called heterosexual.
Yeah.
Have you, in your entire time in school, did you ever just take a pencil and draw a penis or anything like that?
Oh, I did a couple times, like in the yearbooks on guys I didn't like, you know, that were...
That's different.
What they represented,
that's
you know?
Different. You altered and had fun with a guy's picture. That's
yeah.
a little bit... Now, that's not
no,
really
that's
different.
Not
You've
really
got a problem.
Stand over there with Josh.
Yeah, go stand with Josh. I think that's weird, too.
Hey, some girl called and
Thank
said...
Thank you, Dave.
Okay, have a nice day.
Yeah. Every book that she opened in school had little penises drawn.
Are you
somewhere.
Serious?
Yeah.
This must be an
epidemic.
Now,
this guy just said, no, but I drew penises on guys. But what's going
on
yearbook. Here?
Maybe it's
what
newer
is going on?
Than from when we were around, you know, in school.
Mm. You mean after we graduated, people started
maybe
just drawing
people
penises
Josh's
on
age.
Things?
No, because I'm around Josh's age.
You didn't draw penises, did you?
Yeah, I never
did you
saw
ever
any...
once draw a penis?
No.
No.
And you went to an all-boys school. If anybody's going to draw penises, it would be you.
Oh, I disagree.
No,
all-boys school,
exact
you'd be,
opposite.
You'd be drawing the vaginas.
You oh don't...
Well, that's, you can say that word. That's not a profanity.
I may have drawn one or two of those before.
I'm sure you did. Mike, how are you?
Hey, I'm in the PM.
That's close enough. Hallelujah. What's going on,
hey,
Mike?
Hey, Frank, Josh isn't gay. We used to draw them all the time in high school.
You used to what?
We used to draw
the flying penises with the wings.
What? Well, what am
flying?
I missing here?
Why?
I thought there was other things for females with wings.
Haven't you ever seen the keychain with the flying wings and the penis?
No.
Oh, okay.
No,
well,
I mean, I haven't.
I haven't either.
I used to be around all the time when I was young.
What is this school these guys are going to?
I don't know.
I went to Russell Elementary.
What year did you graduate?
Russell?
When did you graduate from high school?
76.
This must be post-1960, late 60s.
Was this Russell and Florissant?
Hazelwood.
Hazelwood, okay.
All right. Well, Mike, thank you for the call.
All right.
Maybe we're in the minority here, apparently. A lot of guys drew penises in school.
Mm.
This is the first I've heard of this. Hello, Kim. How are you?
I'm fine. Hey, this is not such a strange thing. I grew up in Houston, Texas, and I didn't know who was drawing them, but when you would open up your textbook, there would always be all sorts of genitalia. It didn't matter, male, female.
I have never, till today, heard of any of this.
No.
I mean, there's no doubt Josh was right. How was he going to scribble in the margin? I'm so glad to finally know it was Josh.
Is this something that people are just now coming out with after all these years that they've been drawing male, like penises in books? I never had a textbook, and I got some used books that other kids had, and there were liner notes and, you know, for tests, but no penises.
I don't remember seeing any wieners.
I think it was all shock factor. They couldn't wait to see what the girls were going to do when they ran into that in the textbook.
What did you do when you ran into it, Cam?
I screamed.
That's what my wife does now, but it's with the real thing. She screams. Kim, how old are you?
I am 59.
Favorite age.
Oh, yeah.
She says it proudly. Thank you, Kim. I'm not kidding. People are acting like, oh, yeah, I open textbooks all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Penises drawn.
I saw a bunch of penises one time in the dictionary.
Man, nobody brings a show down like Dan. Unbelievable. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Frank Amon, the PM.
How are you? Thank you.
I'm great. What? Hey, you guys are on the razor's edge of another suspension here with this stuff, I'm telling you.
Well, I hope so.
Well, yeah. Well, listen, this is great. Back in the late 60s, I'm in the fourth grade out in the Parkway District, and me and my best buddy, Bob, whose dad, oddly enough, is a psychiatrist, and Bob was nutsier than a Betsy bug, okay?
Yeah.
We published Bob and Dave's Bad Word Dictionary.
Now, that's funny. See, that's funny.
Yeah, and of course, you couldn't, you know, back then they had the old mimeograph machine, you know, that stinky machine.
I can still smell the mimeograph.
We couldn't go and ask them to copy it, so we had to make each issue ourselves in our, you know, our basement after school, and we'd sell them to the other kids for a quarter apiece.
I call that having the entrepreneurial spirit. That's what I call that.
That's pretty cool.
It was a really good idea for about 4 days until we got busted, and then we were in trouble, I'll tell you. But it was funny at the time.
So you actually hand wrote a cursing, like sort of a cursing guide or something?
With pictures. No, the bad report was pictures.
You know what? You're doing people a favor, because when I was a kid, I would hear words and I'd go, what the heck does that mean? If I'd had a picture guide, I'd go, oh, that's what it is.
Alphabetically listed with pictures, and you know, some words were easy than others, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, you were kind of like the Steve Jobs of profanity.
I always thought it was dirty to when I was a younger kid, I'd go through a dictionary and look for like the words for body parts and read the definitions and stuff. And I shouldn't be reading this.
No, all kids did.
Yeah,
you go to see which words are actually in there.
Yeah.
Well, here it is. VAG.
We were trying to give Webster's a run for their money back in the fourth grade. So
well,
there you have it.
I'm sorry, your product never took off, Dave.
Well, there's still time.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good one.
Thank you for the call. How are we doing on time? Not doing very well. I have to take a break. I just noticed that. So the other day I tell you this story about people who are going into another kitchen and bath place, and they think they're in Thompson Price, and they're not, but they're being misled by somebody in the store, because when they ask, now this is the place that Frank talks about, and they say, sure, not true. And if we hear about it again, I'm going to bust them by name. Let's not do that. Let's not be doing that to our listeners. Here's the place that I speak for. Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home. Now, I'm going to tell you where the showroom is. And if you want to meet the man and his crew who did my kitchen, my bathrooms, all over, it was many, many years ago, and it was over a period of years. I couldn't do them all at once, so you do a kitchen one year, and then a year or two later you do a bathroom. But here's the name, Thompson Price, and here's the showroom. And I'll say what I said the other day. And it caused one customer to realize she had gone to the wrong place. And she went back to question him and say, wait a minute, are you the place that Frank talks about? And they said, oh, yeah. And she said, no, you're not. And I'm glad I didn't do business with you, because you're deceitful and you're not truthful. And she went back and is now going to have her kitchen remodeled by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home.
Yeah.
And here's where that showroom is located. It is on Manchester, about a half mile east of 270, on the opposite side of the street that West County Center is on. You'll pass West County Center on the right. You go down about a half mile. There's a McAllister's Deli and a TJ Maxx in this shopping center. That's where the showroom is for Thompson Price. It's right next to McAllister's Deli. Walk in and don't look at it and immediately think, oh, my goodness, these are so spectacular. We can't afford to have them do our kitchen or bathroom or home entertainment room. You might be very surprised. Always better to do it right and get what you want than to settle for something less and then spend years wishing you had had it done first class. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home, ThompsonPrice.com.
With another look at the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. They've cleared that accident eastbound 255 at Lemay Ferry. We also have some stop-and-go traffic now on 40 westbound between 270 and Mason. And some unusual slowdowns now on eastbound 270 between New Florissant, Washington Elizabeth, and then again between Old Halls Ferry and 367. This traffic report is brought to you by Exxon Mobil. At Exxon and Mobil, their smart gasoline works at the molecular level to help remove deposits and clean up intake valves. End result, a smoother running engine with cleaner emissions. It's one more way Exxon and Mobil make gasoline work harder for you. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
J.C. Corcoran. Rick Santorum blinks twice as much as other candidates. And nearly three times as often as the average person.
Trish Gazelle.
Do you notice that about him when looking at him? Because I did not notice.
Well, after I read this, I thought to myself, you know what? That's right.
It's the showground.
I worked with a guy for years who was not able to make eye contact with you when he talked.
The Big 550.
His eyes would be all over the room.
Because he was nervous?
I think it was because he was crooked.
KTRS.
When my Great Pyrenees dog was rescued, she was nearly 50 pounds underweight. She needed intensive surgery to save her life. From the beginning, I watched her recovery on her rescue group's website. I knew I had to have this amazing dog in my life. But I lived in Seattle, and she was down in Texas. And I wouldn't let it stop me. I flew to Texas to get her. I adopted the gorgeous dog named Joni, and then drove her 2,300 miles up to our new home. Now she's happy, healthy, and the love of my life.
Thanks in part to the Purina Pro Plan Rally to Rescue program, smaller rescue groups like Saving Peers in Need are able to help dogs like Joni every day. In fact, since Rally to Rescue began 5 years ago, their participating network of 500 rescue groups has found homes for an astonishing 250,000 rescued dogs and cats. And the number continues to grow. To volunteer, donate, adopt, or show your support with a Rally to Rescue t-shirt, visit rallytorescue.org today.
It's the first day of my new job, and the last thing I want is to show up late. Fortunately, my GPS gets me right where I need to be without any delays along the way.
Destination ahead.
I want the same thing when I do my taxes. TurboTax has a unique GPS feature that guides me step by step, and calculations are guaranteed 100% accurate, so I know it's done right. which helps me reach my maximum refund guaranteed.
Go to TurboTax.com today. Accurate calculations and maximum refund money-back guarantee details at TurboTax.com.
Thanks to hundreds of volunteers and donors, Heat Up St. Louis is keeping thousands of poor, elderly, and disabled people safe and warm each winter. This is Earl E. Nance, Jr., Chair Emeritus of the Regional Utility Assistance Charity. 100% of all public donations go towards heating up St. Louis. When temperatures hit, even in the 30s, it's cold inside. Please help. Make a tax-deductible donation at heatupstlouis.org, any UMB bank, or 314-241-7668. We're helping families without heat. Call 241-7668.
Grab one call from Rich, if Rich can do this in 60 seconds. 60 seconds, Rich, it's yours. How are you? Oh, Rich. Well, he doesn't want to talk. Let's go to Jim. Jim, how about 50 seconds? It's yours.
I got a better story than Rich had anyway.
Okay.
All right. I worked for many years at one of St. Louis's premier entertainment venues.
Okay.
And Conway Twitty was performing there, and you know how they do the meet and greets at the, you know, backstage.
Right.
He signed some photographs and items for people, and he's folks were walking out, thrilled to death they got these autographs, but when you looked very closely, some of the ladies had autographed pictures that had a lot of extra lines and swirls underneath his name, and guess what they were?
No.
Penises?
Yes, it was. It was penis and the associated nearby equipment.
From Conway Twitty.
I thought he would say, like,
I missed this epidemic.
The Bat and the Boys.
The Bat and the Boys and Conway's signature.
That's, wow. That's exactly what he did. And well, he did it on many, many different items.
Well, Jim, thank you for sharing.
It was a better story than Rich had anyway.
Probably. Thank you. Good. And, of course, if Rich disputes that, he's more than welcome to call after we come out of the news. We come out of the news, we will have Dawn Meadows-Dixon. Then we're going to open the phone lines up, and I have something to ask all of you to call me about. Those of you who saw a particular movie, we'll leave it at that. Ballast Dental Care is where I've gone to the dentist for 39 years. 39 years. I was 20 years old when I first went in there, and I'd been married about 2 years, and you know, you're an adult now, and you're married, and you're on your own, so you got to get your own dentist. You don't want to go where your parents took you as a kid. And thank goodness, a co-worker said, go where I go, and she gives me the name of this place, and I went in, and 39 years later, I've never wanted to go anywhere else. I don't care what your situation is. I don't care what kind of shape your teeth are in, perfect shape or horrible, horrendous.